today I do have the opportunity to bring on one of the people who have been a strong part of our health committee and who really stepped up to the plate when we formed the health committee focus around COVID-19 and took a leadership role in helping that committee pull together what it was going to do and also help to pull together and be a part of the summit. And the person that I'm speaking about specifically right now is Michelle Drayton. Michelle Drayton joins us, and she is a director of the Hospice and Palliative Care Program at Visiting Nurse Services of New York, with a particular focus in the Manhattan and Bronx area. And she's also going to talk a little bit about a particular program that she leads, which is called the HOPE Program. So, again, Michelle is a registered nurse, master's in public health, you know, author, speaker. She brings so much to what we've been doing around health and around COVID-19. And so without further ado, I'd like to bring Michelle Drayton onto the program.
Patricia, thank you so much. And it's I can't tell you just how honored I am to be working with you and the Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce and the Health Committee, particularly on the COVID pandemic, but all that you do for the Harlem community and for the Harlems around the world. It's just a pleasure and certainly part of my passion and life's work to make sure that our communities are healthy.
Well, thank you, Michelle, and thank you for taking the time to join us today. And you've been on this program before, so you know our host, Tony Rogers, who's online with us.
Absolutely. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Michelle, and thank you for all that you do. And I would like to hear much of what you do, but I'm very interested in the HOPE Project. So please make sure you give listeners information about that, okay?
Absolutely. So thank you. So the HOPE program is a, I like to say, is one of Visiting Nurse Service of New York's key programs to address utilization of healthcare and palliative care and hospice care, particularly among communities of color. And the HOPE program really works with community-based organizations, hospitals, physicians, and faith-based leaders, and others in the community to raise awareness about what hospice is and how it can benefit the community. There's a great deal of misperceptions, Tony, about when hospice is appropriate. And that's not just among the community at large, but what we have found in implementing this program for the past, say, 3 years, first as a pilot and now as a formal program, is that there are systemic issues within our healthcare system that has really played a major role in creating barriers for our community to access hospice.
I suppose based on what has happened with COVID-19, especially through the committee, the health committee, where we were able to really see the disparities as it relates to this issue, how has that made an impact on your communication and services based on what's happening with COVID?
Great question. I think, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic really further exposed the disparities within the healthcare system for particularly communities of color, say African Americans, Latinos, and other communities here in New York City that, as you know, are dying at greater rates from COVID COVID-19. I think for us at the Visiting Nurse Service of New York, the COVID-19 pandemic really showcased the critical need for programs that are addressing the healthcare needs and the gaps within communities. And really, one of the major objectives of HOPE is to try to create pathways to better healthcare, to home care, particularly among African Americans and Latinos, and really to raise awareness about the benefits of, you know, obviously preventive care, care when you have a chronic illness, and then care when you are terminally ill. Unfortunately, the data does reveal that, like COVID-19, in terms of, you know, African Americans and Latinos, they are more likely to die in a hospital setting, you know, at their end of life, versus really getting on to hospice and being able to receive comfort care, bereavement services, and comprehensive care at home. Also, we are less likely to have an advanced care plan in place. That is to make sure that we have a healthcare proxy so that if we are incapable of verbalizing what we want medically, we have an advocate. And those things, unfortunately, Tony, showed up during the COVID-19 pandemic. People ending up, you know, obviously very, very ill, ending up in a hospital situation, and really facing, you know, a more severe case of the COVID-19 disease, and, you know, with higher death rates, and oftentimes maybe not even having someone at the bedside. So as a community, we need to make sure that we have advanced care planning in place, we have advocates, and also that we are really clear about the myriad of services that we could be accessing in the home.
One of the things that I have experienced from my own family, and I know in talking with other people, one is the lack of understanding of what hospice care is, and two, sometimes denial as relates to whether or not that is something that is needed. Could you just talk about those things?
Absolutely. And it's so, you know, I think, Tony, the term hospice can cause a sort of a knee-jerk reaction. I think that in our community, oftentimes it may even, you know, be somewhat justified because obviously there are, you know, historical reasons why we may distrust the healthcare system. But really, hospice is one part of one's Medicare benefit. There really are no financial barriers to hospice, and it is appropriate if you are diagnosed with a terminal illness, that is, you have maybe a prognosis of 6 months or less to live, you choose not to have aggressive therapies. More medicine is not always good medicine. And hospice provides a comprehensive care in the home where there is a interdisciplinary team that comes to your home, provides you with comfort care, pain management, works with the patient and their family around goals of care, and allows patients to transition at home. And, you know, patients are then able to focus on their family, focus on, you know, important milestones or occasions rather than being in a hospital situation. And so, unfortunately, in not only among African Americans and Latinos, but New Yorkers in general are basically slow to embrace hospice. We actually rank as a state, Tony, 49 out of 50 other states in hospice utilization. So this is not just an issue that's unique to, you know, African-Americans and communities of color. There is a sort of a cultural, perhaps, need for us to educate more broadly about what hospice is and how it can support families.
And Michelle, you know, you and your team have been doing such a great job in educating, which is so, so important. You know, we continue to be surprised sometimes about what how available the information is out there, but how little people take advantage of that information. And so we constantly have to think about different ways to present the information to them, different ways to meet people where they are to give them the information that they need. And I think, you know, as I said earlier, that the work that the health committee did, particularly around this pandemic, was really to focus on how do we educate people, how do we get the information out there, how do we keep them learning about what they need to get. And so I think that the work that you've done, obviously, with the HOPE program and the hospice programs and et cetera, have just been huge in doing that. And I know that you've got another initiative coming up shortly that is going to be yet another way to educate people about what's out there and what's available for them to take advantage of. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely, and thank you, Patricia, for that. Yes, the Visiting Nurse Service of New York, we are hosting our first HOPE Physicians and Health Leaders Summit. It's going to be on September 15th. It's a one-hour webinar. It's going to be a Zoom webinar, Caring for Vulnerable Populations in a Global Pandemic, Lessons from the Front Lines. This is going to provide an opportunity for everyone in the community. We're literally inviting everyone to tune in on September 15th to really have a discussion with healthcare leaders regarding what some of the barriers, what some of the challenges are, some of the lessons learned in accessing care, as well as providing healthcare to communities of color and other vulnerable populations during the COVID-19 pandemic. People will have an opportunity to speak with healthcare leaders around how to, you know, what are some of the access issues around testing, the importance of advanced care planning. And more importantly, I think in a long term, you know, this is really teaching us many, many lessons. One is we need to have a healthcare provider that we all trust, that we can access, that will provide quality care to us and our families. And so please have people can email me or they can go to the Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce website. I know that you will be posting the information about the September 15th webinar, and that will start at 9 a.m. and it'll go from 9 to 10:15 a.m. in the morning on September 15th.
Hey, are you going to give your email address?
Sure. So it is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E dot Drayton, D-R-A-Y-T-O-N, at V-N-S-N-Y.org. Again, it's Michelle, two L's, dot Drayton, D-R-A-Y-T-O-N, at V-N-S-N-Y.org. And I know that you can also go to the Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce's website or Harlem Week.
Michelle, are you from New York or are you a New Yorker?
I am a New Yorker, Tony. I was, first of all, both my mother and my father were born in Harlem. And I'm an Army brat. I was born in California, but raised in New York City since the age of three. So I am, yes, a bona fide New Yorker.
You know, it's just funny. There were so few of us. I had a girl, a really good friend by the name of Jackie Drayton. So when I hear the name Drayton, I always wonder, you know, were there any relationships?
Any relationship. And, you know, the Draytons, there's a lot of Draytons from Barbados. So I don't know if your girlfriend had Bajan origin, but that's where my dad's family is from.
Might have been. But Michelle and Patricia, you guys have done such a great job in allowing for people to understand the disparities and some of the things that COVID, as both of you have brought out, that many people knew but did not really clearly understand until now. And mental health is the other component that seems to sometimes not be talked about, that was a major theme in the committee's work. So again, thank you both for what you've done. And for those who are listening, you still can see on the HarlemWeek.com site, you still can experience that special conference that took place as it relates to COVID-19 and the Health Committee of the Chamber.
And again, Michelle, thank you so much for all that you do, for your work on the committee, you know, for the late night calls to help us stay on track and come up with great ideas and so forth. It's greatly appreciated, and we look forward to the committee continuing the work that it's going to do, has to do, to keep people informed about COVID-19, because it's not gone away, and it's going to be with us for a while.
That's right, and I encourage people to continue social distancing, wear a mask. It's a great pleasure to work with you, Patricia, and Tony. With this, you know, we have to do the work. And please, you know, to the community at large, continue to protect yourself and protect your children.
And thank you to the Visiting Nurses Service. I had an injury a couple of years ago, and I became very close to your organization because you don't know what you need until you don't have it.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're so happy. And, you know, if there's any questions, people could also go to the Visiting Nurse Service of New York .org and learn about the myriad of services. We also have mental health services available to the community. And so, you know, reach out, and certainly Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce is an excellent resource. Okay. Let's keep ourselves healthy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Okay, thank you. Be well.
You too.
Be well.
Bye-bye.